League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wait, so hold on. Let me just start and say Dion got two amazing daughters. And if y'all have not seen his Christmas wrap with them, you are missing out. It was amazing.
Yes.
That's facts. And congratulations to his daughter because she got accepted to Hampton.
Yeah.
Amazing. Your daughters are awesome. And and on top of that, like Dion, you wrote all those lyrics to the song?
Yes. Type in.
Because Latin. It was those rap. I was like, yeah. Yo, these little girls are
good. Dion is an amazing rapper, long as he has time to write. Put Dion on the spot for freestyle, he will let you down every goddamn time.
just like any comedian. I mean, it's very rare that a comedian can be funny on the spot with no written material. I'm saying if you got written material, I'm sure you can pretty much press play on stage. But he's like, nah, we want you to freestyle off the top. It's very rare that a comedian can be funny on the spot. Fresh.
What? I feel like all three of y'all are always funny to me on this spot.
Hey, y'all, PJ had some sex over the weekend.
First of all.
Wow.
Had some
Big,
sex.
Big,
why you put your business out like that?
That was an assumption.
As soon as I signed in,
Keisha was the first one. I said, what's up, best friend? She said, hey, best friend. I said, how was your weekend? She said, fantastic. Don't nobody say it like, if you got some money, your check came, you be like, oh, it was great. Check came, da, da, da. Well, you say, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's sex.
I mean, he not lying, Keisha.
So you just, and then you going to co-sign the assumption, man.
Keisha.
I mean, what was fantastic about your weekend, man? If it wasn't no... Right?
The spin y'all putting on the work.
Keisha, how did you say
more
it?
About your daughters.
Keisha, how did you say it?
Tell us more about your daughters.
Keisha got some peen.
Listen, Keisha ain't moved from that spot since she sat there 2 days ago.
Got
new nickname alert, Keisha
that
peen.
That got put on her Friday night and she ordered some food and she said, I'll tip better if you just bring it in the house.
I don't even have sex. I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Let me tell you something. This is what I always admire about Keisha. Keisha is super low key with her shit. Like,
she is very low key.
Super low. Keisha one time was going out of town. We went to her birthday dinner and she was like, I got to hurry up because I gotta fly out. I was like, tonight? She was like, yeah, international. I was like, where your bags at? She said, I don't need bags.
Yeah.
Wait, he's flying you out internationally, and he just said, come, and y'all gonna just buy stuff when you get there?
Oh, boy.
I said, Keisha, who is this nigga? Because I know Keisha, we talk. Who is this nigga? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I just met him online.
Okay? All these 100 countries that she done been to.
Yeah.
What she didn't tell you was that 99 of them, she was with a nigga, okay? Listen,
this is how much... Keisha will not tell you something, right? I saw Keisha at a club making out with a dude. Next day, I was like, Keisha, who was that nigga you was tonguing down in the club? She was like, I wasn't in no club.
Now this nigga is completely, you I know said, she got taken too far.
You said
you saw me tonguing a nigga down in the club in LA.
She put the men on black glasses on and said,
I took a picture from a distance to because I know she's gonna lie about it. I go to
first get
the
all,
she's not in the picture no more.
You know, Denver ain't neither one of us up late enough to go to the club. That's number one.
Oh, I'll be up, Keisha. If I do some drugs, I'm up.
that's
why you thought you saw me tongue kissing in the club. It was
All right.
It was the drugs. Hey, Meg.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
Yeah,
I just also want to say we left this conversation prematurely, but I do think Dion might be a better rapper than you to hear.
Dion is amazing.
Oh, and he told me that y'all got a group together.
Right now, we started off with a rap group. Me.
What was it called? Rennington Hip Hop Dalmatians.
Come on, man.
The hoe is mine.
She couldn't wait.
Did y'all know the nigga went to jail? She was in the club doing a shoulder lean and killed somebody.
Here, wipe your freckles off the desk.
Oh my gosh.
That young Joe Show came out and she was like, boom, she knocked this nigga out. He fell through a window, landed on a fire hydrant, broke his back. He had a family.
Who are you, Ren or Tim?
Meg, somebody said you got the same shoulders as Optimus Prime.
Oh, God.
So strong. That's a compliment. I am not offended.
She got an Autobots logo on each shoulder.
Yep. All right.
Meg, how was your weekend? Keisha got some sex. Dion was with his daughters. I was doing jokes.
That's very low key. Weekend, Meg?
You said what?
I had my kids. I had my babies. And I found a new church.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Finding a new church is hard, man. You got to break up with your old church. And it's weird because, you know, your old members are like, hey, I haven't seen them while. You're like,
yeah.
I've transitioned over.
My pastors follow me on Instagram and they was definitely looking at that Zoom with the homies flyer. Like, so I'm sorry. It's like 10 a.m. on Sunday. What you?
Damn.
I had a split screen.
What? To hear you're Zooming with the homies is during church time?
I didn't think about that.
It depends on what
time you go to church. Too.
Depends on what time you go to church.
To hear, Heena.
To hear. You could have did that Sunday night. You used to do it at night. Why are you doing it Sunday morning?
Because I'd be traveling.
I want the Lord's time.
What the?
I want the Lord's time.
It used to be on Sundays or Thursdays?
It used to be Monday through Friday.
Oh, damn.
It was every day.
Mm-hmm.
That was the time.
Zooming with the homies is amazing. I'm glad you brought that thing back.
Good time.
It is. I had fun yesterday.
You should do an intro.
I feel really bad.
How was your weekend?
An apology card, but I had a great time.
Pat was getting flued out. Where you get flued out to, Pat?
I got flued out. I was having
a job. Hey, Keisha, over here, get flew out with no bags.
I had a very relaxing weekend, and I flew Spirit. Thank you very much.
See
what? That was relaxing?
No. Let me tell y'all something.
I was not on a plane this weekend. Hell no.
Pat don't fly Spirit. Like, Pat, y'all know, I love spending time with my friends, like, outside of this and getting to learn people. You Pat kind of bougie.
I'm not that bougie.
Yeah, baddie.
Yeah, Pat definitely got baddie behavior. Yeah, he got big daddy energy.
Oh, God.
He's blushing right now.
Shut your ass up. You shut up. All of you.
I know, that's okay. Pat just looks poor, but he not.
Man,
I look poor.
You do a lot. Like, you do look one step above homeless. This is not new. One step above unhoused.
He got big Steve Jobs energy, like wear the same thing over and over, nobody knows, but nigga's a genius. You can't take them away from
you. Thank you, Tahir. Very true. There's a compliment thrown in there somewhere.
That's true, Pat. We know that about you.
In this barrage.
We was just going through our weekend. Dion was spending time with his daughters. I was in Nashville.
And then we got
Meg had the kids, and Keisha was going raw on her couch, so we were just...
Oh, boy.
Damn, Keisha.
Telling all your business.
First of all, how did we get the... How did we...
Keisha, why
up a certain age. You ain't worried about nothing like that.
That is a lie.
No, because when you get to a woman, when woman of a certain age start dating, or when they talking to somebody, you're like, listen, baby, we ain't doing all that up here. You just, you be careful. I'm gonna be careful.
Let's
not embarrass each other.
I got prenatal vitamins on the counter, so you know, just know what you're getting yourself into. Okay, I just make it very clear.
That's responsible as hell. You,
this is very clear around here. The baby stays, okay?
That's funny.
Like, you know, that's disclosure up front.
Is it at this point, we too old for that, okay?
Is it responsible to take antibiotics before you have sex? Like, just in case something happened, I'm just going... I'm gonna clean it out before
what
I even get.
You mean like you just got burnt?
You mean like when you take an Advil?
That don't cure everything.
But just in case I get burnt, it's already fighting this before I go inside.
If you have a virus, that don't work.
I'm worried about the caliber of women you're keeping in your life.
Yeah, I can't say no.
Taking a practice, a maybe vitamins.
This nigga's taking. He got weekly Z packs. He just
wow, that's crazy.
Penicillin and antibiotics right at the pee hole. Like, come on, if anything come in here, I'm beating that ass.
That ain't not how it works.
Hey, to Dion's point though, can you take a Plan B before going raw?
That's a bar.
I don't know, because how
can you take a Plan B as a Plan A?
Nigga, Plan B are some people's Plan A. They just
this
like,
is my first choice. No.
I don't know.
Because it should stay in your system for a certain amount of time, right?
It does. Right. You could take it up to 72 hours after you have sex. So I'm wondering,
but
doesn't that cover if you took it 24 hours before? Would that
you got
help?
A guard waiting at the door.
Yeah. The weight matters. The person's weight does matter. The longer really? You go,
yeah, oh yeah.
You talking about the person's weight? Or are you talking
yeah,
about
it's
weight?
Only up to like 165 pounds or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the strength of it matters. So the longer you go, the less chance it has of being as effective. And the bigger you are and the longer you go, the less chance you have of it being.
How do you know? Because you tried it, huh?
Wow.
Hey, they should make a plan.
It
like
don't that. Make plan B for me. Yeah.
They should make an XL version.
Am I like this?
Plan B XL.
They should make a or you wait. So would you have to pop two or what?
I know people that have taken two.
Can you? Is that
does it work?
I'm not even kidding.
The
I'm
double
not
B.
Even, I'm not
I
suggesting
don't know.
It.
Does it work? I don't know.
I'm not suggesting.
But they don't even really know if it works or not.
Damn. That's like going in there with two pistols.
Anybody move, I'm killing the egg. Moving the egg gets it.
Woo, this has got real interesting right now. Here we go.
That
this is
a
perfect
wild.
Place for us to jump right into today's first topic, man. Shout out to our special guest. We got Detroit's own, or actually like Eastern Michigan. On Miss Keisha E in the damn. Building, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all make
you don't claim Detroit.
That's what
it
is.
I'm
from Detroit. 4825. What up, though? 6 miles, 7 miles, 8 miles.
Boom. You don't know what none of that is.
Your family stayed there. You
multiple
stayed
miles?
You stayed in Eastern
Michigan. First of all, Eastern Michigan is not a city. Let's just get that understood.
It's an area.
That
it's
is a area. University.
6 through 8 miles?
No, I'm from 6 miles. I'm from 6 miles.
What's the best
we
mile?
We got on the show, we got Mr. Dion Lack back in the building, ladies and gentlemen. And then we got the OG squad, me, Meg Scoop, and Pat Cloud, man. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
I'm at the point in my life where it's time for me to purchase a home. And let me tell you something. Your credit has to be A1 for you to be able to get a house. And thank you to Kickoff, because Kickoff is the easiest way to build your credit and the fastest way to build your credit. So whether you have no credit or want to boost your score, Kickoff is the number one credit building app that has helped over 1 million people take control of their credit. You can apply within minutes with no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. Plans start at just $5 a month, and every on-time payment you make with Kickoff is reported to the major credit bureaus. When they see healthy habits, you see a happier credit score. You can even set it to auto pay so you can build credit without even thinking about it. Kickoff has also been praised by big time names like Forbes and NerdWallet as a smart way to build credit fast. With a 4.9 out of 5 rating in the App Store and over 44,000 rave reviews, you can trust Kickoff to help you get ahead. It's time to take control of your credit so it can't control you. So what are you waiting for? Apply right now in minutes at kickoff.com to start building better credit. That's KIKOFF.com to build your credit score without the lift. Start today at kickoff.com.
First topic of the day. Would you rather win your dream vacation versus your dream car?
Win it?
Mm-hmm.
I say my dream car. Because I feel like my dream vacation, that's a whole lot.
You already flew out too, so you don't need that, huh?
You've been twice.
You already went on that.
We get it, Keisha.
No, because it's just much less expensive than your dream car. You know what I mean? And you could flip that. You could sell that later on. You could put it on tour. You could that.
I don't know, because my dream vacation has to do with a yacht in the Red Sea, and a yacht has a helicopter pad. So my dream vacation is probably going to be kind of expensive.
Can you put a yacht on the Red Sea?
I don't know. I just sound like the cool shit a rapper would say.
Nigga, I don't know if Jesus is out. Maybe. I don't know.
Kim stayed on the Nile when he went to Egypt. I don't know where the Red Sea is.
I thought the Red Sea actually a lake? Where is it? Let me see. Where is the Red Sea?
Why y'all gotta poke holes in my shit?
What's the cap of how long my vacation is?
Do you want to go to the Red Sea? Because you're here.
I don't know if God allows that. I just didn't know. And then you're gonna be doing drugs on it. I just don't know.
What is the cap of a vacation? Like, what? How long can you vacation before it's like, all right, nigga, you living here?
But yeah. I mean, yeah, when you put it that way, because your dream vacation could be a whole year. So just
right.
Go so wherever.
A whole different caliber, right?
Yeah, there. But just because your dream vacation is paid for doesn't mean you just automatically get the time to go. Like, y'all still got the same schedule and workload that y'all got now. So, to Keisha's point, I feel like a dream car would be more monetarily valuable. Like, if you actually budgeted out your dream vacation, it probably would be maybe if you went crazy, like $100,000-$200,000. But some of these cars out here is like $500,000 plus.
Wait, first of all, what is everybody's dream car here? Let's start there.
I really don't even
wait. How is this set up? Does the wizard go into your mind and know it, or do you have to go to the lot and you tell him your dream car? Like, can I find out the prices first and be like, damn, I've always wanted this?
No. Just sitting here, you got to know what your dream car is already. Don't worry about the money. What is your dream car?
Don't worry about the money.
If money is not an option, and God was like, I'm gonna give you whatever car you want, what do you say? But you have to say it right now. What do you say?
I'd have a fully customized 2023 Wraith. Rolls Royce Wraith is one of the dopest automobiles I've ever seen. I love the design of it. I love the slant back. The coupe style just sits so aggressive. And I would have the interior completely customized to my liking. And also have a safe box in there. Quick gun grab and the headrest. Pop it down, hit the code, pull the gun out.
You live in these streets. Dang,
whatever, man. Fuck that, nigga. You're gonna get some attention with that car, so you gotta have some protection for yourself.
That is true. But for that money, you might as well build a force field around it.
Well, I mean, Meg, if that was a real option, I would have
it customized.
It would be part of the customization if I could.
I would do a custom brand new two-door Bentley. Those are my favorite. That's all.
I don't really have a dream car. I like the G-Wagon. I would probably just do a G-Wagon. I'm simple. I don't really need it. Somebody asked me
reaching the bar so low here, guys.
Right. Is it possible?
All of our dream cars. It's not a Bugatti. Nobody said Bugatti. Like,
but a lot of those cars I don't really like, for real.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't drive them hardly ever.
That's my thing. Like, winning the dream car would be great, but I'm also thinking about the maintenance. So, like, if I won that one, I wouldn't drive that Bentley a lot. I mean, that Wraith a lot because of how much the oil change costs, how much the tires cost, how much the maintenance costs.
Right.
Unless that came with the car for, like, the first 5 years. Like, you know.
But do you get spending money on your dream vacation or no?
No.
Is it just the ticket?
Your flight will be paid for. Your food will be paid for. Your hotel accommodations will be paid for.
What's my dream vacation? But anything you want to do.
Wait, what'd you say, D.I.?
With my dream vacations with my friends and family.
So and that, now, that counts. That's your dream vacation. Yeah.
So
you get a round trip ticket to Dayton.
What you mean? Like, yeah, I'm like.
They're gonna put you up in the Holiday Inn Express.
Wait, don't talk down to Holiday Inn Express. They be having a good breakfast, okay?
Hey, dude, I want to know Dion's now.
That's it.
Dion, what's your dream vacation and car?
A dream vacation, I would say Fiji. Mm. I would love to have friends and family to come, all expense paid for. I don't really have a location, but you know, just to have that camaraderie, love around me would be a dream. no punchline. As far as the car, I want to know if it's possible. Like, I don't know if the, in general, could I have like a 1930s car with like inside of the car is customized like a 2023 interior.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's so now it's like a CD player or DVD player inside on the inside.
CD player in 2023.
That's vintage.
I thought you said new.
As I said it, I was like, fuck. I was trying like a DVD player, Blu-ray player, something like that to play inside. So, yeah. I think
that's a very modest man. I like it.
Yeah.
Fiji cool. Oh,
that's like great. That's my dream car. It's a 1940s car, Dion. I really do want to get one of those.
Because you always sell that mug. You can always find a way to, you know, some old, you know, period piece going to want to rent it or something.
Yeah, you could probably rent it better than you can sell it because once you customize it for yourself, it's like custom jewelry. Like, you're not going to get as much for custom jewelry as you would just get for something that's just like standard or,
right,
you know, regular. Because, I mean, that was your customizations. That's the shit that you like.
Yeah.
Somebody else would be like, why the fuck you got a CD player here in this 2023?
Why you got mink seats on this?
Why you got a hot dog rotator in here?
Hey, chill out.
That's gonna be in your rave, huh?
Maybe. I don't need that glove compartment for real.
Oh, grill in there.
Why do you got BMF on the glove compartment? That doesn't even make sense. What does that mean?
What about you, Pat?
I don't know. I feel like my dream vacation isn't in one spot. I feel like I would want to start in like a Switzerland or a Greenland type of spot. But I would just want to rent like an old school car and go from city to city.
Mm.
Just see what's up with these cobblestone streets.
Wait, what's your dream car though?
Probably an Aston Martin.
What? That's a regular car.
No, it's not.
It's a supercar.
And
it's a luxury car. Supercars would be like the really fast one, like Bugattis or like, but that's a luxury car.
I'll get the coupe, and it's not like crazy enough to where I wouldn't drive it to like normal places. Cause a lot of like the crazy, like, you know, Lamborghinis and Ferraris, even though I do like certain kind of old school Ferraris, like you can't just go out to eat or to the store.
Yeah, it's a whole process just getting in the car. And if you have a driveway, like getting out of the driveway without scraping the front of the car, like I don't want to have to deal with that with the Ferrari, the Bugattis and the Lamborghinis and shit like that. That's why that Wraith is, man, it's perfect for me. I would do something like this though. Hold on, let me show y'all this real quick.
I wouldn't mind having a Winnebago, like a real customized.
Yeah. I'm with that, Dion.
Like Road Rules? Y'all remember that show, Road Rules?
Yeah. Yeah, wait, what? That was a huge show. What was that about?
Where they had it, we were in a Winnebago and they like traveled to different places and had to like do missions and stuff.
Oh, it was kind of like Real World.
This is a treehouse in Georgia.
I don't want this at all.
You wouldn't do this?
I mean, hard.
I like fun.
I would go hard. I would definitely do this.
That
look yes. This is like the I've seen this. They're like doing like jazzy treehouse.
Yeah, cool, they got like over 600 treehouses on Airbnb.
I need a bunch of people with me, not by myself.
Oh, yeah. Who the hell would do the
clubhouse? We've got like four people here.
That's cool. It's looked like we're Goldilocks broke in. Started eating hella soup. There's a there's hotels that are in the trees that are pretty cool. There's like hotels in every, instead of like going room to room, you go down a dirt road and there's like a big ass staircase that just goes up into a tree.
You know, it'd be a dope idea if they had a hotel underwater. And then the penthouse would be up, literally up under the water, and you see the fishes all around. So that'd be the window, the sightseeing. The whole entire bottom of the window would be.
They have hotels like that.
They have, yeah, they have hotels.
Underwater like that. Hotels.
Yeah, yeah, that's where that man died at, proposing to his wife. I don't know why the underwater wasn't broken.
Drowning. He drowned
outside. Put the paper up to the window and just never came back up.
I feel like an underwater hotel, like the penthouse, would just be like a. A first floor regular hotel.
I want to stay in one of those, though. I definitely want to stay in one of those.
You know, some of them right
that's
here.
Scary to me. Whew.
Being underwater in the hotel?
Yeah, sleeping underwater, because if something go awry, you're just gone.
I think that's so, this is
one right here. This is the Atlantis Palm in Dubai.
Oh, I've been there, but yeah, I went to, so you see how that window is? That's how the restaurant is, but the window is like four times as high. Oh. So when you go to eat, all you see is like water surround you. But it wasn't as scary because it's not technically underground.
That's scary. The room is.
Maybe level with the water, but not under the water.
That's dope.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because you're attached to the, you could just go up at any time.
Yeah.
That is, I do not want
that's
that.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
I would be so uncomfortable.
That is dope.
I do want to go to the Maldives, but I want to do one of those like bungalows that's over the water, not under it.
That's pretty.
So can civilians swim at your bedroom and watch y'all have sex? Like, oh, get it in. Oh,
here you go.
All right, let's just move past that one. All right, let's go to a vote, man. What are we doing? We getting this amazing vacation, or we getting the dream car?
I'm going on vacation.
Vacation.
I'm going
to
the car.
I'm making memories of vacation with my friends and family.
Vacation for Meg and Dion.
I'm going car.
What'd you say, Pat?
Car.
I'm going car too. The car going to last longer. Vacation going to be great, but like at some point you got to come back to reality. And if that's your dream vacation, you may not ever be able to get to that level again. That shit might
damn.
Be. I just give me the car, bro. I hold that's on true. To the car.
You get in the car the next day.
Right. You don't know. Level. You don't know what's going to happen with your wraith.
Damn, you get an accident? Okay, that would hold suck. On. I just got this magical car. Damn it.
That would be my love.
We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being in therapy has had an absolute positive impact on my life. From the social anxiety that I've had to just sometimes having confident issues and doing the things that I have to do in my type of work, talking to a therapist has put me in a way better headspace. And I can confidently say every single year that I've been in therapy, I have seen a better version of myself. Therapy is also helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can help get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/squad, SQUADD.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather run really fast or fly slow? We talking about like...
Fly slow, homie. Fly slow.
Like maybe like 3-4 hours, 3-4 miles an hour. So like you basically flying at the speed of a light jog, not a run. But a light jog, but you can run as fast as the Flash.
So let's talk about what is the downside to both of them. your speed is obviously, but what's the downside of the running fast?
Well, I mean, running fast is great.
You know how much food you have to eat to because you're burning so many calories because of how fast you run. So you're like constantly on the lookout for food. Like that consumes your life.
And if you've seen the first episode of The Boys, you can run through somebody and kill
them. That's my thing. That's my thing with running really fast. Nobody ever thinks about, like, nobody really takes the time to break it down. But, like, first of all, you know, your sense of awareness has to be heightened so much to be able to, like, navigate. Yeah, all of that, right? And then also, like, if you're saying that, like, a metropolitan city, where are you running to that fast? There's too many corners and buildings.
Yeah.
Can't you just like slow down? You don't always have to run that fast.
Well, I think that the part that was least realistic about that was when you're not just like, oh, I have super speed and I'm just thinking of the place I go to and then I black out. Like everything is speedy, like their reactions. So if you saw somebody, you would be able to like maneuver through all of them. That's why they do all that slow motion stuff. So I feel like your reaction.
Oh, boy didn't do it on The Boys. He didn't do that.
Yeah. That's because they wanted to blow somebody up.
No, he was running really fast and he didn't see her.
He walked up to her.
Stepped out in the street when he came. And then
that's what I'm saying. Her. That's why Flash, that doesn't happen to Flash and Quicksilver and all them, because they have reactions that were on point. So
and they not on drugs. He was on drugs. Yeah. What's up, Keisha?
What is The Boys?
Oh boy!
Oh, it's on Prime Video. Oh, boy. Go on there.
Yo, no, don't hey. Tell her, don't stop it. Everybody stop.
You know we it's gotta not, help.
This is
you
not
know,
Keisha's
you know,
cup of tea.
Not gonna watch it. She's
this
not
is not Keisha's thing.
No, Keisha, you just like stop. It.
Just Keisha, do you like extreme violence?
I'm gonna go watch.
He's from Detroit.
He's from Detroit, man.
He's from Detroit. Of course, he likes extreme violence.
I do not.
I was born with a body.
Like bad superheroes.
You nearly
like superhero stuff.
I do not grow up around violence, guys. I will watch it. I'm gonna go watch Ronnie's Comic View clip now that I know. So if you tell me, if you inform me,
yeah, it's on Prime.
It's a show about superheroes and like what it would more than likely be like if they were real. So they have it, they incorporated it and it makes money. There's like a superhero that's attached to each country that's supposed to protect it, but they're corrupt. You know, the first episode is about this girl who's like, yay, I got to join the Justice League or their version of that. And she goes in and finds out how horrible all of these people is. They have like a Superman and a Wonder Woman that are secretly horrible people. And they
it's
just
dark
do a
as
lot
hell.
Of,
it's really good it's though. It's a really good, you know,
really cool concept.
Race.
Did y'all see that The Boys has been streamed more than like all the Marvel movies and shows?
Wow.
Really?
It was a whole article about how popular The Boys is.
Wow.
Popular.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's so
I think I'd rather
good.
Fly though, because you can't run. Can you? You can't run over water, right? Okay.
What was the question?
Would you rather be a fly or run?
Fly or run?
No, it's run really fast. 3 miles an hour. Slow.
I mean, run really fast.
But think about it though, Keisha. If you're gonna fly over water and you can only go like 3 or 4 miles per hour, how far can you? You know how long it's gonna take you to get to Europe?
Hey man, close your tab.
I'll get there when I can.
Girl, you better off just flying the commercial.
How slow is slow though?
3 miles an hour.
He said 3 or 4 miles an hour.
You're basically flying at the pace of a light jog.
But I'll be just relaxing. I'll just be coasting. Like
part of the allure of flying is flying fast. Like nobody's impressed when Superman goes up. They're impressive.
But I can go
slow. Like, he goes up slow, and then, but if you go up, like, shh, I guess.
But I can go somewhere other people can. I can
like, where? Where can you go, Keisha?
Where, above Keisha?
Above all of y'all. I can stairs.
Should go upstairs.
We can get in a plane and go above there, too.
Keisha, give us a situation. We all together.
Like we all together, right? We are downtown. We about to
already
and y'all talking about The Boy. I don't know nothing about it, and Tahira's like, don't tell her, and I just was like, bye guys, and I just fly.
Above and then y'all. We start walking next to you.
And then we can actually try to run fast. We can actually beat you getting somewhere running fast while you over here flying.
Because I'm still flying high, right? I'm not flying low.
Where are you going?
Would y'all use your powers for good?
I'm gonna still meet y'all at the restaurant, but then I'll have to be a part of the conversation.
Dion, with that slowly, you couldn't use it for either. You couldn't use it for good or bad. You would be.
I mean, if Keisha can fly, they'd be like, "Look, there's a bird. There's a child in the burning building. Go help her."
And then boom! By the time she got up there, the kid is dead.
Hey, we might be sleeping on 4 miles an hour though.
That would only be good in Texas at car shows.
How fast is 4 miles an hour though? I know it's 4 miles an hour, but I'm trying to visualize it.
Imagine like, somebody like speed walking or light jogging.
I don't.
No,
I mean,
I'm typing
how fast is a jog.
I don't know, but you can go, but that's the thing. You're landlocked if you can run fast. You can't run around the world. You can't run over water.
In general, average jogging speed is 4 to 6 miles per hour. It's faster than walking, but slower than running. When you jog, you may need to stop and catch your breath before having a full conversation. So it's not fast, bro.
But it ain't super slow.
That's true. It ain't super slow. It's
like if somebody just took off running, like somebody that went on a run would be beating you.
But it's not a race. It's not a race. You know what I mean? You get there when you get there, I get there when I get there. But
what are the advantages?
You definitely can't be no superhero because you can't do that. Running faster than you.
I want that responsibility. Flying. I just want to be able to fly when I want to fly.
There's no benefit to flying. If you can fly faster than
Because here's the other thing. When Superman flies somewhere, when he gets there, he's Superman. So us, we get there slow, but then we still regular people when we get there. So we can't even smell like outdoors, man. You can't fight crime. And are you afraid of heights? Because that don't change. No. You're not afraid of heights?
No, I'm not either.
You're not? What's wrong with y'all?
If I keep my flying powers a secret, I can go to Vegas and make some bank. And makes like I'm a magician. I'm like, how's he doing it?
But then you're gonna be that guy who can only slightly float, and you're gonna end up on America's Got Talent, slightly floating, and you just gonna be doing the same trick over and over again, not knowing what to do. Super speed, you could just because you're not running full speed, you could run half speed and still just do your regular life without having to do traffic.
But you could, if to Dion's point, you could get a show in Vegas for magic and dancing. Because you imagine a break dancer that could like fly, so like when he goes back, he never touches the ground.
Yo, doing the Matrix, both feet up in the air like this?
Y'all still have to learn how to do that stuff. Just because you know how to fly doesn't mean you just can start breakdancing. You still gotta practice all that stuff.
I'm joining the Jabberwockies. All I need is a damn mask. They're gonna throw me up, and I'm like, "Oh, okay.
This while me flying, nigga, this is all I need right here." Blue Man Group, watch out!
I'm joining the track team, dusting all the Jamaicans and Nigerians.
Every day. It's wild as hell to me that anytime a basketball player has a magnificent game, he drops 50 points or something like that, they'd be like, oh, he's got to be on drug. And they drug test him the very next day. Just like, you push these players to be amazing and awesome. And the moment they do something like that, drug test them.
You're like, hell no, this can't
be. They can be that amazing and that awesome. That's so crazy to me.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I was going to say fly, but this got me thinking. I think I would just choose run. You know why? Because you can still swim really fast if you can run fast. It's the same muscles. Your legs, guys. Think about, because there's times when your arms get tired, you can still propel yourself with your legs when you swim.
Water that long, and where are you going?
First of all, I saw on Incredibles a little boy Dash have moved his. He was using his legs real fast like this, and he had his family. They was going on the water. So I would choose that because that's an added benefit.
You don't have upper body strength to carry people like that.
That's a different motion.
I was gonna carry anybody.
I'm gonna carry your family.
That's such a nerd response.
It was incredible. Shut up. It was only
wait, travel. why would you want to swim faster anyway?
So, like, because my whole point was, at least with flying, you can fly anywhere in the world. You don't have to worry about water. But if it was just, like, running, then you can't run on water, right? But you can swim on water. You can still use your legs that go very fast.
But to do what? Like, cross the ocean?
You can get on your back and just move your feet, and then you can swim across waters.
Like the ocean?
You know what
else? Yeah, like, then you got to go up. You got sharks, you got whales, you got everything in the water.
They can't catch me, sis.
I mean, they can't swim ever. But man, you don't even have to, like, worry about swimming. Like, I'm pretty sure if you just got, like a big floaty ball, like an inflatable anything, it just, like, if you started at the shore, put that in the water, you just start running, that would hold you. The buoyancy of the ball would hold you up, and your speed would keep you going. It'd be like,
but you die. They didn't say we had super stamina. We still, we would just
run. Then how is it that you running so fast? You can't do that then. You running from here to, just how we can run from downtown LA all the way to, like, Orange County.
Well, no, we run regular speed until we're tired, right? So you would just run super speed until you were tired, and then you now
make sense.
Wow, Flash get tired.
The Flash and Superman, they had a race around the world. So,
but they're in shape,
right? Huh?
We're not in
shape. That's not realistic because they went across water. You can't walk on water.
They do that all the time. We just got this power. So you basically going to run super speed for the 3-4 minutes that y'all can run, and then you're gonna be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, I don't have no look. I don't have no little weak lung like you.
You're disrespectful today, bro.
Yeah,
I think I can get more.
Who can run across the ocean?
I don't need an inhaler. Bro. That's your story. Don't be trying to write my story for me with your weak lungs.
Us sprinting asthma. Full speed without stopping. We're not going 3 miles an hour. I mean, 3 minutes. There's no way you're gonna sprint that long. You're gonna do about at least 30 seconds. I'll see.
I'm with Dion. We can't put that parameter on it, Pat, because if that's the case, none of us are gonna be able to do this. You said you was a good swimmer. Except for Keisha. Keisha, the only one I hear that is very fit. The rest of us not gonna be able to do none of this.
Wait, flying doesn't seem like it's tiring.
I'm real high, chilling, watching y'all down there scrambling.
You gonna not gonna be that high because you're gonna be ceiling level. It's gonna take you 30 minutes.
No, I can fly high. I'm just flying slow.
It's a bird. It's a plane. Well, it might be a bird.
Nah, birds don't fly that slow. Can't be a bird.
I don't know what that is.
Let me tell you something, Keisha. You don't have to fly high, because if you fly low, that slow through neighborhoods, so many kids gonna throw rocks at you. All the silver tooth captain kids gonna be like, get it, just throw
it. I'll fly right
here. But I'm dodging, you know what I mean?
You can't dodge
very
that.
Very slow.
Real slow dodges.
They not going, yeah, like, man, listen.
That ain't that slow. 4 miles ain't that slow.
It ain't that fast. It ain't that fast to dodge something with that type of accuracy.
I don't know. This is a hard one for me.
A light jog?
We talk about light speed, like hella fast?
Yeah, we talk about flash fast.
And how good is your knees to stop? Rip your ACL.
Shoes, toe up.
Flash
with bad knees. Conversations with people in their 20s because
and then you stink everywhere you go. You sweating and you stinking.
Yeah, you are hella stinky.
You are ripping up streets.
Yeah, I say like, wait.
This is so grown.
My AARP, because if they see me running,
your knees be shattered. You walking around like OJ Simpson.
This is the most grown breakdown of superhero powers I've ever heard. What if you got bad knees?
No, I'm not about to sweat out my silk press running at lightning speeds. No.
Hey, no. Does Flash sweat? Does he even sweat when he runs that fast?
His metabolism.
He has to.
I've never been seen him go like, whew.
Yeah.
Like, it's always
cardio for me.
Well, I would assume that the sweat just automatically goes back if you're going that fast.
Right. And when you're running that fast, you get cool too, because you're running fast. It's like, you ever seen people on a motorcycle, even in the summertime, they wear like the full jacket or the full one-piece suit.
But they're riding a bike. They're not physically doing any type of motion. You go, you sweating, my nigga.
But there's a lot of heat coming off that. They're right on top of the engine.
You sweat, yeah. You stink.
You're on top of the engine and it's hot outside.
You they still stink. My dad got a Harley. We ain't going nowhere fancy. Because by the time we get there, you still smell like outside.
Yep.
You gonna smell like outside too, flying ass.
Yeah, either way.
But I'm very relaxed.
Wait, motorcycles make you stink?
Balls are sweaty.
Yeah, because you gonna smell like outdoors.
Because you got that big old jacket on your
No, it's just being outdoors and having all that blow on you.
All the wind that hits you make you stink?
You smell like outside. That's
not, it's not stink, it smells like outdoors.
Farrah, when Farrah goes on walks and she comes back in the house, she smells like outside. I'd be like,
and it's not a funky smell, it's just a, oh, you definitely been outside.
I won't even go out to my mailbox. Like, if I get in the shower and I'm like, I'm chilling in the house for the day, I will not go out to my mailbox.
But what I said about her being in the same spot on Friday was wild as hell. Let's put it to a vote. Niggas out here telling on themselves, bro. Run really fast or fly really slow. What we doing?
I'm flying slow.
I'm flying slow, homie. Flying slow.
I'm running fast.
You sure, Pat?
Dion screwed me up.
I was doing the song, yo.
I was trying to figure out the song.
Okay.
Might as well fly with us here. You know you ain't trying to run.
I'm a fly too.
It is.
We out here.
It'd be a cool party trick. All right, we're going to jump into this next topic.
I won't tell nobody either.
Right after this. Last topic of the day we have. Would you rather win $200,000 versus gain 2 million Instagram followers?
And these are real followers. These aren't bots. These are real followers.
And this is not tax money.
The money is tax free. Once you get the money,
you can't get taxed for it, right?
You're going to get the full $200,000.
Meg, the wizard never taxes these money.
The wizard never taxes.
You don't know. The wizard sounds like you, Pat. It's just you making rules up.
I mean, it's not. I feel like we do a lot of money ones, so let's just not do tax.
Yeah.
This wizard's cool.
This is why, for the people at home, Meg was saying it should be $2 million versus 2 million followers. I put it at 200,000, me and Pat agree, because if it's 2 million, a lot of people are going to go, this is easy, I'm going to just go with the 2 million. Right. But with the 200,000, I feel like with the 2 million followers, not everybody's going to want that, because not everybody is for Instagram and social media. So they got 2 million followers, they're like, they posting pictures of their kids tying their shoes. Right. Like, I don't care. But
not everyone knows how to turn 2 million followers into $200,000. Right.
Can I pick my algorithm? Can I pick my audience?
I'm like, hey, that's low key. Like, what if they give you $2 million on an app that no one uses? Like Black Planet. Like, what if you blow up on Black Planet?
That's 2 million Instagram followers, though.
Yeah, I can flip 2 million.
Instagram on the way out.
I got product. I got location.
That's okay. There's people still paying top dollar for you to advertise on Instagram.
But how long do you think it would take you guys to make 200K off of 2 million? Because getting 2 million people that may or may not be interested in you is actually a really big deal. That's a lot of people that could potentially.
Oh, right. Because it's just random people or people who are actually.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
somebody
gave you these people, or as people who want to follow you.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it has to be. To be fair, it has to be how Instagram is, and that's a mix between people that like check you out for you all the time, and some people that just saw a video or two and may or may not. You know, they just gave you the follow.
I'm gonna go with the 2 million. I'm gonna go with the 2 million followers. I'm calling Kev. We sitting down and having a meeting. I'm figuring out how to flip this, and I feel like with acting. Off top, it's like if you got 2 million followers, you have a better chance of getting in the door for a lot of certain projects, I'll say.
This is so easy.
I feel like I could use that better to my advantage in the long run to continue to build on my career.
It's easy. I just looked this up right now. How much people make with Instagram influencers with up to 1 million followers can see $10,000 per post. If you have over 1 million, you could charge $100,000 or more. I'm making that in two posts.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen like that. It's not going to happen. Like
this
that.
Is already happening.
It's not, man. It's more than just having followers that it's a difference between having followers and having supporters. Now, if you got 2 million followers, but out of that 2 million, you only have like 10,000 true supporters, then you're not going to see that return. That revenue
is going to start to dry up. But like, you can brand new. Even still, to have 2 million followers, they always, they'll take a percentage, because we're saying this is like right now, meaning we ain't got no stats, right? So there's no stats for advertisers to go on. They're just going to do a percentage of, okay, you got 2 million, let's say like 200,000 of the people will actually see the post and participate. That's still a lot of money. I could do 10 of those and I'm making already $200,000. Right. I can just keep, to me, $200,000 is nothing.
Yeah, 10% of $2 million is a lot.
That's a lot. You could do way more with 2 million followers than you can with $200,000 and eggs is $8 a carton.
It'd be more beneficial in the long run for somebody in entertainment, even though I see what you're saying to here. Like, it's not just going to happen instantly, but I feel like it'll be more beneficial in the long run because you can, like you were saying, like brand deals or even getting to do your reels. Like, these people are likely going to still watch your content even if they don't necessarily buy your merch or come to your shows. Like, I still feel like you could make more than that in the long run.
Absolutely.
You're going to make it back. It's not going to be immediate. It's not like you're like 2 million followers, watch by tomorrow I'm gonna have my money back.
Right, it ain't gonna be that quick, but it's definitely gonna be less than 6 months.
Okay, let's for 1 second let's entertain Meg's suggestion of doing $2 million versus 2 million followers. How would you play it differently, Meg?
Now it's a little more like, okay, well, $2 million.
It's $2 million. That's what this is not even an argument now, because it's like,
right,
most people with 2 million followers do not have $2 million. That's just, I feel like the folklore of social media, and that's why people who aren't really a part of it, they'll see one video go viral, be like, a million, I saw that $1 million, not $1 million, that 1 million view video, you must be rolling in it. And it's like, it doesn't cost money to just look at a video, just like it doesn't cost money to follow a page. So I think that people get that stuff confused. 2 million followers is not going to equal $2 million for a very, very, you have to be on your shit.
Yeah.
Because there are people.
$1 million, I'm taking the 2 million.
I would probably look at the 2 million followers. I would look at the 2 million followers as an investment, because even though with the algorithm and depending on how they followed you, they might not all see your content. They might not all be receptive to it initially. But if you like mature that relationship you have with your followers, and somebody like me, if I'm doing comedy and I know I want to go on tour this year, but I want to do theaters or arenas or shit like that, I can make more in a weekend at an arena over that course of that year than that $2 million. So if I do 20, 30 venues for a year, I'm going to make more than $2 million touring.
Right. But you got to think, like, once you get going, $2 million is a lot of money. 2 million people isn't that many people. Like, when you really think about the people who are big on social media, 2 million, they could lose 2 million and have a shitload of fans left. So I feel like if it comes to something that's just happening right then and there, a $2 million check could change the life of you and everybody around you. But 2 million followers, you still gonna have to put in that work. But if you put in the work to get 1 million, 2 million followers organically, who knows, along that way, you could snowball and then that will start working for itself. And then all of a sudden you have 6 million, 8 million, you know what I mean? And then that 2 million isn't that much, but $2 million is always gonna be $2 million.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the 2 million and buy my followers. I'll buy my followers, buy me a social media person, buy me somebody else, follow me around, keep creating content,
and then all your comments are right. Like, thanks, Janine. I first kept stepping into this, I was very reluctant, but now I'm glad that I trusted you with my $10,000.
You want some cartoon art? DM me.
My favorite one is the spell. It's like, you need a spell castle.
Through comments? Why wouldn't I be in the dark underworld if I needed a spell? I wouldn't go to an Instagram comedian's comment. Hey, I do need a spell.
Spam don't give a damn. You be talking about, yo, rest in peace to my dad, man. He just died this morning. Hey, man, I just want to let you know, man. We have a discount on
Resurrection spells?
They do. Love spells.
Bro, love so spells. Much foolishness. Why?
They be holding comments.
They be like, no lie, I'm paying off 10 people's houses today. Why?
These are going to be all the people at Dion's shows if he buys all his comments. How my ladies doing? Watch my stories if you want to come.
Let me tell you how savage I am. I seen two people having a conversation in my comment section. They were talking about hooking up, and I was like, delete. Y'all ain't gonna do this on my damn page.
Oh, you blocked somebody else.
Why are you so petty?
They was like, you cute. You cute, too. I'm like, nigga, talk about my content I just posted. I'm like, nah.
Why would you do that? That's engagement.
Like 48 comments, yo. And I was like,
and then you just deleted some of your engagement on there.
Nah,
what if they got married on my page? They could have said they met under Dion's post.
Yes. They could have paid you to officiate.
I looked at the camera and said, I don't know why you're toxic. What's the little song called?
You deleted a hookup. That's hilarious.
Not on my goddamn page.
But Patty, bitter.
What if that dude didn't remember the at? He was talking to no Dion.
You probably to lost the followers. Like, who was it? What did you start?
I proposed
with?
To her, bro. Did she say yes or no, man?
Let's put it to a vote. We're going with let's stick with the 2 million. 2 million followers versus $2 million, which I'm going with.
I'm going with $2 million.
Yes.
$2 million.
$2 million, Dion.
Well, no, I'm gonna do 2 million followers.
I couldn't look my family in the eyes and tell them I did that.
Right. Y'all some cloud demons.
Baby, hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm taking a 2 million followers, bro. I'm a bet on myself.
I'm taking a followers. $50,000 a post.
That's not betting on yourself. That's losing out on $2 million.
Y'all always stop thinking about the quick money. Y'all don't think about the long end game. The long game. I'm making more than $2 million.
What if he gives you a whole 2 million people who don't care about your style of comedy?
It does not matter because I'm going to get brand deals for people who don't care about the engagement. There's different brand deals.
What if they all
unfollow you?
What are they like? God, how the fuck I start following Megan to here? Unfollow. And the next day you look up and you back to like 150K. Me and Pat out here.
Damn, all of them.
Wow.
How the hell did I follow her? What type of algorithm is this? Unfollow.
That would be the worst thing. And then you sitting there wondering about how your life would have been different had you got the $2 million. Man, my last bread deal was $2,500.
If 10% of that 2 million buys one t-shirt at $25, I'm up 5 million.
That is true.
Yeah.
10%. I had 10% buying t-shirts before I was going on tour. So I can get 10% to buy one t-shirt a piece at $25. I didn't include tax. Mm-hmm. It's already at 5 million. So
see?
I bet on myself. You niggas enjoy your 2 million.
I'm a housewife.
You don't think you made it seem
I come
like
to y'all shows and support
you. Can't
y'all.
Flip 2 million.
Myself. You can't bet on yourself with $2 million hard cash.
You can put it in stocks. I probably could.
I just I like working, nigga. I would feel better knowing the money I got. Not even feel better. It would make me proud knowing that the money I got was from my hard work or from my
you got effort. 2 million free followers.
And I flipped it. I worked to make 2 million. All right, so 2 million free followers is just that unless you're doing something active with it.
Yeah. It's still a handout though.
But hear me out to here.
Fuck you, Pat.
If you had
either way you get something work. Either way you get something.
See, hey, man, thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus, man. Fuck you, Pat, shirts are still on sale. Go grab those right now. Want to thank our special guests for dropping in. We got Dion Lack in the building, Miss Keisha E. Shout out to Original Squad, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We'll see y'all on the next episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Peace. Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.